Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Khadija Stewart of Deejah's Diverse Training Services. Good evening and Deejah's Cafe. Family, how are you tonight? Woo, what a week, what a week we have had. So, as usual, everyone, get your iced tea, coffee, tea, sparkling drink. Let's get started for Deejah's Cafe tonight. Deejah's Cafe is brought to you by some wonderful approach. Once again, I am Khadija Stewart of Deejah's Diverse Training Services, and I want to welcome you, family. Tonight, we have a lot to talk about, a lot. So if you want to join me, if you're a business owner or a parent, if you're at home stressing because you're quarantined in with the children, or if you're just kind of feeling a little down and monotonous, give me a call. Let's talk. 917-889-7806, and press 1 so we can talk and chat. That's what Deejah's Cafe is about. It's about talking, family, chatting, sipping and chatting. You know, like the old folks used to do? They would sip and chat. So tonight we're going to sip and chat. Once again, I want to welcome you all to 2021. And we've just started a whole new era of things in our country tonight. Yesterday, we welcomed in our new leader and the first African-American female East Asian woman vice president. Woohoo! Sorry, guys. I had to give a little shout-out to that one. Kamala Harris, we want to congratulate her. And President Joe Biden, gosh, family, we're on a new trajectory, and we have to be prepared for it. You know, we always say that, you know, if this happens, if that happens, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, guess what? We don't have any reason to say ifs anymore. Why? Because glass ceilings have been broken, barriers have been pulled down, and it's now our time to step into the new world of things. So I want to open up, as always, with a quote or affirmation. And this one I want you to think hard about. Think long and hard about this one. And this one says, motivational mindsets are useless without organized implementation. What do I mean about that, family? What do I mean? What I mean is that, you know, we all talk about, oh, I'm motivated, right? I'm going to get myself into a motivational mindset. I'm going to tell myself I'm going to get motivated. But what good is talking to yourself that way if you haven't organized how you're going to be motivated? What are you going to do with that motivational energy? What plans, what goals, what new things are you going to implement so that you can actually take that energy and that mindset and make something happen? You know, talk is cheap, and we all know that. Actions speak louder than words. And the only way that we can implement actions is if we get organized, family, organization. You know, the community sometimes thinks that we can do things off the fly and off the cuff. Sound familiar? And that's fine sometimes. Sometimes, you know, some things need to be done spur of the moment. But most times there needs to be some type of organization, some type of foundation so that you can take that mindset that you've built and build some bigger and better things. Build your community, build your business, build your family, build your neighborhood. Let's do it right this time. 2021, let's go in and let's build some foundational structures, some things that can't be shaken and can't be rocked. You know, that building that has been had the cement poured, building that has a nice structure on it, that was an organized plan. But that building doesn't move if, in fact, the plan was put together in an organized way and then implemented to be built. So I want you to think about, what are your motivational mindsets? And then take that mindset one step further. What are you going to do? How are you going to organize your actions to implementation? Family, you know, a lot of times we can't get things done. We don't want to organize. We procrastinate. And why do we procrastinate? Are we depressed? Are we sad? Are we just tired and run down, right? These are all normal emotions and normal feelings for normal people. That we're human beings. We go through that. But we have to remember to take care of our mind and our body and our spirit. You know, Khadija 7, it's a wonderful approach. She talks about that spirit. She talks about having that positive energy for that spirit that you can take further into a new realm of things. Well, that's what I want to emphasize as well. I want you to understand that you have to feed your spirit, and you feed your spirit with positive energy, positive food, and positive thoughts. Family, if you would like, I'm giving away a free session of a virtual spa that we are doing with our parents this weekend. This Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're having a virtual spa. We're going to light sage, burn candles. We're doing some yoga, some meditation. Katina the healer is coming in to actually show us how to mix herbs so that we're giving ourselves some healthy elixirs, some healthy salves. She's going to do some awesome healthy smoothies, things that we're going to feed our mindset with so that we can motivate our mindset to organize implementation. I want to keep repeating that, family, because I want you to understand the importance of having a clear mind. You can't have a motivational mind if it's not a clear mind. That's the virtual spa. Tonight we started, I was so excited. It was called Motivate Your Child in You. So the children's portion of it is my awesome vendor, Putty Paints. They did an art therapy session tonight with the children, and we're doing three more every Thursday for the next 3 weeks. And the kids are learning. They're actually traveling through art. They're traveling to another continent, but they're doing that through art. And believe it or not, is a very therapeutic way to motivate your mind. So it's not just the food you put in it, but it's the things that you see, the things that you feel. All of that is a motivational mindset that you can implement in an organized way. So I want you to join us. If you want to join me, please, you can reach out to me always at Khadija, Khadijah, at DijasTraining.org, or just check us out, www.DijahTraining.org, Dijahs, Training.org. And you can click on a link, and I'm giving away the first session for free. I want the family to have an opportunity to actually understand and see what it feels like to be a part of a virtual spa. I told you guys before, COVID was not, it didn't slow me down. It actually allowed me to build on my creativity. So we do all of our programming virtually, which means that there's nothing that we can't do. There's no program, there's no energy, there's no connecting, networking, business. Everything that we do virtually. And that's going to segue me into how you should be increasing your sales during pandemics. During this pandemic, I want to talk to all of my business owner friends out there, everyone that owns a business. And please call in and push one. If you're a business owner out there and you want to talk about some of the things that you've experienced in your business during this pandemic, because many small businesses have actually increased their sales during the pandemic, believe it or not. You ask how, right? How and why? You have to understand the power of this virtual platform. You know, there's a lot that can be done through a camera. And the funny thing is people, organizations, and businesses have been doing it for years. You know, I was introduced to the Zoom platform. It's funny. I actually interviewed with VIP Kids. It was a Chinese organization where I was supposed to be teaching English through to them. And I interviewed, and it went really well. But I thought to myself, you know, if they can do this in China, why can't we do this here in the U.S.? And I started building and writing. I pulled out all those curriculums, and I actually realized I can accomplish so much more in my trainings virtually. Why? Why can I do that? One, it's done in an organized fashion. And I don't know if you guys know, when you watch television or you're on the radio, time has a way of fitting into a box. Because you have to organize what you're going to talk about. You have to organize what you're going to present. And when you organize these things, it gives it such an impact. The other beauty of the virtual platform is you have awesome backgrounds, you have awesome sounds, you have so many things that you can do. The thing that I love the most about the virtual platform is that I can reach anyone in the world. I can have a session with someone in China, someone in Africa, someone in the Caribbean, someone in Europe. I can't necessarily do that when it was a physical program that I was putting on. So if you have a business and you have not begun to utilize the virtual platform, please, I urge you, check it out. There's other platforms other than Zoom. There's WebEx. I think there's BlueJeans. There's several. There's lots and lots and lots of platforms. All you have to do is type in virtual platform, and you'll see. It'll all pop up. Now, if you're going to use these platforms, something you need to do is learn the tools. You need to take the tutorials that they offer. You need to join in on some of the sessions and the free workshops that are given and how to use these platforms, because we don't ever, ever, ever want to be in a situation where we're using a platform but we don't know how to use it, right? So let's take advantage of the tools that are out there. Take advantage of every platform. Then another thing that you need to learn how to do is you need to know specifically how to do some type of visual. It may be PowerPoint. You may use Google Slides. And some of these are free, family. You don't necessarily have to pay for these tools. A lot of them are free. You know, I hear business owners say all the time, oh, I would love to do such and such only if I had the money. I remind you all, I told you I had those struggling times when I ran my business off of candles and LED lights. So, you know, you're not going to tell me that you can't run a business on pennies. Yes, you can. You truly can. Now, mind you, once you make more pennies, you should spend more pennies to improve on your quality. But please take advantage of these online tools and learn how to market. Family, there's a difference in marketing and advertising. Yes, I'm taking everyone to school tonight. There's a huge difference in marketing and advertising. And there are professionals out there that can teach you the different ways to advertise versus marketing. But the key to marketing is honestly getting to know customers, having conversations with possible lead customers. That's the best way to market. You don't want to sell people. That's not the way to market. The way to market is to let people know just who are you, what are your credentials, and then find out who are they, why do they want you, right? Use some of these tools in getting to know people. There's a social media platform, right? You have Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Twitter. These are all ways that you get to know who people are. And a lot of times we're so scared to reach out to people. We're scared to say, hi, how are you? I like such and such. That's always a good introduction. Through someone's page and see who they are and the things that they do and the things that they like. And you just reach out and say, ah, I see that you like such and such. I do too. Have a conversation with people just like you would if you were sitting in a waiting room, a bus stop, on a train. You know, let's get to know each other. That's one thing that I hope that COVID has done for us as a country and a community, is that it has allowed us to open our doors and our windows to strangers in a way that allows us to no longer be strange to each other. You know, I don't like that word stranger because it's only a stranger until you get to know the person, right? Once you get to know someone, they're no longer a stranger. So that's what you should do in marketing. You should make people no longer strangers. In doing such, it makes it so easy to advertise. And then you're going to build that customer relationship. How do you build a customer relationship with people? How, right? Once again, you get to know them. You get to know who people are. You ask questions. You know, sometimes it's good to be a little vulnerable when you're getting to know people. Mind you, I'm not saying open up to every single person that's out there. I'm not saying spread your business all throughout social media. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is take your time. Just as you would in a marriage, a relationship, you take your time to get to know who someone is. So do the same thing in building customer relationships. Take your time. It's no rush. What are you rushing for? If they're going to pay you for something that you do, they're going to pay you, whether it's today, tomorrow, or next week. But I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, someone would rather pay you for service because they know you. No, like, and trust. I know you all have heard that all over social media, right? Well, let people get to know who you are, and you get to know who they are. Then there's this thing about being me, 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 right? Me, 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 me. So we do all of these posts about who we are. We take all of these pictures about our family and the things that we're doing, right? We're out at the
the sub shop and we're taking a picture. We're out at the coffee shop and we're taking a picture. We're at a party and we're taking a picture and we're posting it, right? But guess what? All someone sees is what you can say about yourself. What does that really say about you? Does it say that you're welcome and open to getting to know someone else? Does it say that you're welcome and open to learning someone and not being a stranger to them? No, it doesn't. What it says is you love yourself. And it's okay to do that. You should love yourself. But, you know, taking pictures with other people, sharing other people's pictures of themselves, sharing posts that other people do about their business. It's no harm in sharing another business. I do it all day long. I belong to, oh, my gosh, I want to say over 50 Facebook groups that are in businesses, right? They're all business foundations. And I share. I just spend Saturday sometimes scrolling down the group, and I just start sharing on my business page. And people will say, oh, my gosh, wait a minute, thank you for sharing. Yes, because if you grow, I grow. Because I shared your business on my page. Now, people are looking at you, but they're also looking at me. Well, why did she share this, I wonder? This was a good product or service that she shared. I enjoyed it. Share. Share allows you to open the door and take away that word stranger. Why? Because now you've been a little bit vulnerable. You show people that you have a heart and that you don't mind sharing. And you've allowed yourself to be connected to someone else in business. It's the easiest way in the world. It's the easiest way to market and build awesome networks. Now, family, something else we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how to be professional. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm going to explain how being late is unacceptable. If the appointment, the workshop, the consultation, the service was supposed to be provided at 6:30, 35 and 6:40 is too late. Why? Why do I say that? Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't like to wait. And because I don't like to wait, I don't make anyone else wait. I pre-plan. I make sure that I've tried it out beforehand. But don't get me wrong. There's always situations that come up, emergencies that arise. That's human nature. It happens. But if you are consistently known for being 10 minutes late every time you put on a program or every time you give a service, you've built up a reputation. Being late is not acceptable. And, you know, my grandmother's old saying, and I know a lot of parents and families and some of the elders have always told us, you know, 15 minutes early is on time. And on time is 15 minutes early. 10 minutes late, you're done. You can actually lose a deal, lose a customer if you're 10 minutes late. And then always explain if you have to be late. Tell the customer. Be honest with them. It's nothing wrong with it. Let them know, look, this is why I was late. This was an issue, and I apologize for it. But guess what? I'm going to make up that time. I'm going to give you back your time because time is money, family. Time is money. And last but not least, and these are all issues that I've seen. Don't worry, because I'm a business coach. So, you know, I deal with small businesses all the time. Except, you know, I had a few contractors that I was using early on, and they would say to me, okay, well, I finished the service, so how do I get paid? Wait a minute. You're going to ask me how I'm going to pay you. No, that's unacceptable. Make sure you take advantage of all of the tools out there that you can use for payment. There's QuickBooks, there's PayPal, there's Cash App, there's Stripe. That's just to name a few. There are so many more. You can go into your email and send an invoice by email, right? Now the customer has the invoice, but how are they going to pay you? I shouldn't have to try to figure out how to send you money. There are so many tools that you can use where the customer only has to click. Don't make it difficult for someone to give you money. That doesn't make too much sense, does it? It doesn't. Family, call in. Call in and push one. Let's have a conversation. I want to talk to these small business owners out there that are not growing during the pandemic. I want to talk about how we can maybe help you actually grow during this pandemic. As I explained to you all, my sales actually increased because I took advantage of all of those tools that I just explained to you, family. I did. I took advantage of the payment tools. I took advantage of the virtual platform. I took advantage of the presentation tool, and it wasn't costly. And I also took advantage of making people no longer strangers. I may reach out to someone just to say hi. I may. Family, call in. Push one. Don't be scared. Talk to me. Come on. I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to have some dialogue with you. It's good for me to talk, and it's good for you to listen, but it's even better when the community can get the feedback from everyone else. Let's go. Call in 917-889-7806. And now let's talk about customer relationship building. I gave a story before. I told you guys, my grandmom, Ida E. Morris, oh, my heart. I smile when I think of her. She's no longer with us. But I honestly believe that the foundations that she put in me in customer service, she did it at the age of 11. She had a dry cleaners, and I sat behind the counter, and I learned how to actually take money from customers in such a way that made them want to give me more money. And she taught me that at the age of 11. What are some of the tools that she taught me? I'm going to give the secrets out tonight, okay, family? Know who your customer is. I can't mention that enough. Please get to know who your customer is. It's not about you. It's about the customer. Ask questions. How was your day today? Don't just say that just to say it. You know, we always hear Chick-fil-A say, my pleasure, right? Do they really mean it? Most likely, because Chick-fil-A has some of the best customer services out there. Yes, I'm giving Chick-fil-A a play tonight. They have some of the best customer service out there, right? But you get to know who the customer is. Hello, how are you today? Oh, I'm doing okay. I mean, ask the customer. Oh, I'm just okay. Is it not a good day for you? Did you not do something to make you happy? Have some dialogue. Have some conversation. You know, we don't have to just see each other in passing and it be something that we're just using words, right? Put some emotion in there. Get to know who the customer is. How's your family? Did the kids give you a hard time this morning, you know? Or, you know, it was a struggle for me this morning. I don't know. Was it a struggle for you? Customers love to have dialogue. They love to know that the person that they're going to pay really cares about them. They really do. And then understand the customer's struggle. It's okay to have a few minutes of conversation about their struggle. It really is. It will take nothing out of your day to sit and ask a person, are you okay? You know, I've done that to complete and total strangers that were my customers. You know, you walk up to someone or someone walks up to you, especially in a customer service situation, and you can look all over their face and tell they're in pain. And sometimes just saying to that person, are you okay? It's going to be okay. You know, is there something I can do for you? Maybe you can give them a story of empathy, something that, you know, you've been through, that you know they may have been through, something that allows you to connect with the person. We have to stop thinking that us having passerby relationships are good enough. We're in a new era of things, family, and until we start to honestly build relationships with people, you're not going to build business. All of my customers know that I'm there. I have had customers for 10 years. Yes, I have. My homeschool customers come back to me every year. Why? Because I built relationships with them. You know, I talk to the parents about the struggle that some of the children are having. And I have no problems in telling them, look, I think this is what's happening. What do you think? If they don't want to share, it's okay. But letting my customer know that I really do care. You know, I do business coaching sessions on weekends, right? And I have all of these virtual meetings with my clients. And sometimes they're getting on there and they're like, man, it's a bad day. So what are we going to do? We're going to stop for 5 minutes and we're going to talk about that bad day. And I'm going to try to let you understand and feel that I really do care about how your day is going. Come on, family, join me. Don't be scared. Let's talk. It's DJ's Cafe. When you go to a cafe, you chit-chat, you talk, and you sip, right? So let's talk and sip. I'm sitting here with my water tonight. I don't have my sparkling drink. I usually have my sparkling grape juice, but tonight is water night. It's definitely a water night. I need to hydrate. Another thing I want you to know is how do you talk to your customer? And you know, talking to your customer is more than vocal sometimes. You all ever heard of something called an email funnel? Just because it's an electronic way of talking to people doesn't mean that the customer shouldn't feel like you're right there with them. The customer can still feel like you're right there with them through the email funnel. I'm doing a whole program called Lead Your Customer to You, where I'm actually teaching customers, I'm teaching my clients and my customers how to talk to people in the email funnel, how to build that relationship through an email funnel. I do it all the time, all the time, even if it's just a note that you're sending to your customer. You know, something in one of my marketing groups they talked about a few weeks ago, sending your customer a card. Yes, just a simple thank you card or a simple how are you doing today card. This gets to know your customer, and it lets them know that you care about them. And it's talking to them exactly the way they want to hear. And how do you retain that customer? The best business is the business that you do continually. We can go out. Everyone thinks that, oh, I got to get a whole bunch of likes, right? I have to get a whole bunch of people to like me, a whole bunch of people to see me. No, you have to get the right people to see you. You have to get the right people to like you. Because once the right people see you and the right people like you, they're coming back over and over again because you're going to build the relationship with them. You need to lead your customer to you through getting to know your customer and building a relationship. And then advertising through network. I'm going to switch into that a little bit. This is what we do at Deej's Cafe. We advertise through networking. And what do I mean by that? So I told you guys before that I may go down a couple of the pages that I belong to on social media. And I might just start sharing people's things on my page. Guess what I've just done? And not only have I advertised their products and services for them, I've networked. I have actually networked. So now I'm going to give a shout-out tonight, and I must. Here in Baltimore, there's a woman, oh, my gosh, my sister girl, Shanae Nicole. She has a company called Sense Galore. It's on Washington Boulevard here in Baltimore. She makes all-natural candles that are to die for. And if anyone that knows me knows I am a candle fiend, I always have a burner candle. So right now I am burning pineapple and sage. Family, if you could only smell it. Guess what? In our Motivate Your Child in You program for the therapy, the virtual spa session this weekend, I am giving away candles. And they are coming from Sense Galore. So, Shanae, girl, if you listen, I'm giving you a shout-out. These candles are all natural, and they smell so good. I'm just right now burning a $5 candle, and it smells good. So I wouldn't dare come on Deej's Cafe and talk with my family without having my candle burning. I always have a candle burning when I'm talking to you guys. Why? Let's go back to that mindset again, right? That's that mindset. Now I'm feeding my nose. I'm feeding my senses. I'm feeding my energy with some positive smell. Very important. You know, some people think aromatherapy is just a crack of bull, but it's not. It actually works. You know, you burn sage to ward off the bad energy, but you also burn sage to get rid of germs. During COVID, family, I'm going to tell you, sage does it. It will burn off the allergens. It will burn off the diseases and the bacteria in the air. So please, feed your energy. Feed your mind with the smell. Feed your mind with the taste, right? And then always, always, always implement through organizing. Let's stop just doing things on the cuff. Can we do that? Can everybody that's listening right now promise me and promise yourself that you're going to really sit down and plan out some things before you begin to do them? I really, really, really want my family to do that. So now I'm going to branch into the network groups. I talked about that I belong to many, 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 right? Well, I have Deej's Cafe, which is my network group. But my network group is also patched into other network groups. So when you're a member of Deej's Cafe, you actually belong to other network groups. And there's one I'm going to give a shout out for, the Total Empowerment Network. This is a group of business owners where you're talking about advertising through networking. Cheryl, the founder of this group, Cheryl Robinson, she has it down packed. I'm giving shout-outs tonight, family. That's why you should call in. 917-889-7806 and push 1. This is your opportunity to talk about your business and tell us what you're doing, because I just gave 2 shout-outs to 2 separate businesses that don't belong to me, but I'm a part of the network. I'm a part of their circle, their community. Let me explain to you what you should be getting from a network group, and I'm telling you this from experience. If you aren't getting these things in your network group, then you really need to consider whether or not you're wasting your time. Because remember, for a business owner, time is money. One thing that I want you to definitely know, in your network, you should be connecting with like-minded business owners. If you're in a group and you feel like you're made to feel small, or you feel that everybody's bragging about what they're doing but they're not listening to each other, or if you don't feel like people are being supportive in their speech, in their energy, that may not be the right network group for you. It's okay to promote your business, but you also need to be aware of those who you are promoting to and with. I'll say that again. Be aware of who you are promoting to and with. If you're not promoting with people of like mind, if you're not promoting to people of like mind, you're probably not in the right network group. Something else that you should definitely get from a network group is you should get direct opportunities to training. If you're a part of a network and you're not getting continual training to help you build on some part of your business, whether it's business planning, whether it's advertising, whether it's marketing, whether it's social media platforms, every network group out there that is an effective network group, they're giving away training. They're teaching you how to grow your business. That's the point in networking, to grow business. But you can't grow business if no one's taught you how to do these things. So keep in mind, family, that if you're looking at a network group, make sure they're giving you some training. Another thing that is, oh, my goodness, this is so important, and I can't say it enough, consistency. If your network group is not meeting on a consistent basis, and I mean consistent, either once a week or once every 2 weeks, then you're not in a good network group. And I don't care if anybody calls me out, because this is so true. If you're not meeting with people of like mind on a regular basis, how are you building each other up? How are you learning the skills and the things that you need to know to grow your business? How? You have to do it consistently. So a network group that meets once a month, that's not too bad. But you should really be looking for a network group that meets at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. Once a month is not bad depending upon the quality and the product and the service that's being given out. But if it's a network group that they say that their goal is to help you build a network, then you should be meeting at least once every 2 weeks. And you should be continually able to sell what you are doing. You know, you should definitely be able to sell your products to everyone in the network in some way, shape, or form. And when I say sell, I don't mean, oh, this is my information, call me, or this is my information, pay me. No. When I say sell, we're going to go back to what I told you before about building a relationship with your customer. So you should be able to ask questions of your customer, listen clearly to what it is they say they need, and then tell them a little bit about yourself. That's the best way to sell a product or a service, is to listen to your customer, apply what they need and what their pain points are to what you have to offer. And last but not least, your network group should feel like family. If it does not feel like family, something's wrong. So I told you about the 10 network that I belong with, the Empowerment Network with other ladies. There's a few fellas in there. When I tell you, I get so excited. I get so excited to meet with these women because it feels like I'm coming home to the girlfriend. You know, we joke, we laugh, but we get down to business. We learn things, even in DJ's Cafe. So after I hang up with you guys, DJ's Cafe, we meet at 8 o'clock every Thursday night. And I help these, we have men and women in this group, and I help these business owners learn how to market to their customers. I help them build email funnels. I help them actually learn how to manipulate social media, right? We have a network. And that's what it is. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Your network is only as good as your net worth, right?
Your network is only as good as your net worth. If your network isn't good, it's not worth anything, then you don't have a good network. If you don't have a feeling of family, if you're not meeting continually and consistently, if you're not getting training, and you're not around like-minded people, you're not in a good network. And you really shouldn't waste your time. Only belong to networks that are going to give you something and allow you to give something in return. That's the other great thing about good networks. You get a chance to give something away, too. Because remember, it's not all about us, not individually, right? There's no I in us or we, none whatsoever. So take pictures of yourself, yes. Post things that you are doing, yes. Post some pictures of other people. Share some things from other businesses. Let other people express themselves through you. You'll be surprised the way the business will start to come your way. You really will. So, family, call in and push one. Let's have a talk. Let's have a talk tonight. Have a bunch of questions for you guys if you call in. Because I want to know, did other businesses increase or decrease during the pandemic? And if they did or didn't, why do you think they didn't? How do you view your competition, right? What do you do? How do you build a network with your competition? We talked about this last time. And are you checking out the competition and finding ways to collaborate with them? We talked about a little bit about this last week, right? You can always collaborate with your competition. I had Layla come on last week, and she's a coach. I'm a coach. But we're collaborating this Saturday, right? We're collaborating in the Motivate Your Child and You program, which is a virtual spa. Yes, it's going to be a virtual spa. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Family, if you need to reach me, you always can at 410-800-4665. I'm on Facebook, Khadija Stewart, or DJastraining.org. You can always reach me. DJ's Diverse Training Services is a business and scholastic training and consulting organization that is meant to build families and businesses from the ground up. We dig into the foundations of what you should have and who you should be in order to grow a business. I've been doing it for 20 years. I did it while having babies. I did it while homeschooling. I did it while taking care of my father. I did it while being married and divorced. I've never stopped growing business. Why? Because I had those foundations. I built a motivational mindset through organized implementation. Once again, family, I've told you time and time again, if you do not have a business plan, please reach out to me. Please, so that we can talk and get that business plan going. The first 30 minutes are always free, just to see where you are. So I want you all to take heed to the foundational structure that you should be building in your businesses. If you do not have a foundational structure in your business, you are going to run into some major problems. I was on Facebook last week, so scrolling through all of the different groups that I belong to, and it was funny when I started promoting Lead Your Customer to You. You know, the question that I asked the people was, have you evaluated your target customer? I was so surprised at the number of small business owners who don't even know what a target customer is. If you do not know what your target customer is, who your target customer is, what your target customer needs, please reach out. I have a quick, easy template that I'll give you that will help you evaluate this. All of this is a part of your business plan. So if you haven't written your business plan, you probably don't understand what I'm saying. But your target customer is that person who you are selling to. You know, businesses, they get out there and they buy these programs, right? Or you buy these products, or you're on Etsy, right? You're on LinkedIn, you're on Facebook, and you're selling. But you don't have that many people buying, and you're wondering why, right? You don't understand who your customer is. You can't sell anything to everybody. I'll say that again. You cannot sell anything to everybody. But if you know who your target customer is, you can sell anything to everybody because you know how to talk to your customer. You know what their needs are. You know exactly who they are and what their struggles are, right? Your target customer evaluation, very, 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 very important. It's something that I think a lot of business owners don't take the time to evaluate and think about. Once again, we can't look at ourselves as business owners. Yes, we know our credentials. Yes, we know what our product does. Yes, we know what our brand is. Yes, we know what we're selling, but who are we selling to? Because remember, the whole point in business is to make the customer the star, not you. The customer should be the star. The customer should feel like they are like the ace boom that they've never felt before with anybody else when they come to you for the service and product. So push one. Let's talk. Let's talk. It's Beaches Cafe. Let's talk. So who's scrolling through Facebook looking for customers? Do you know who the target customer is now? Have you thought about what those pain points are? Have you thought about who you're talking to, right? Are you talking to a 45-year-old woman who has an income of $35,000 or less? Are you talking to someone who is in rural America who doesn't have access to the Internet as frequently as you do? Are you talking to a single mother who is struggling to make ends meet but has a few dollars for maybe something that you're selling, right? We know all the time, in our community especially, you know, we will purchase the pocketbooks, we'll purchase the hair, we'll purchase the nail, right? And then sometimes we may forget about the electric bill, right? We may forget about putting the money into the savings account, right? We may forget about that stock that we should have purchased. Family, I can't tell you enough, purchase some stock right now in this pandemic. Please, get yourself some stock. There's so many apps out there where you can drop $10, $15. And earn stock. I told you all at the beginning of the pandemic, I think I spent $45. My stock is now at, I want to say 200, but we're going up to 220. Yes. Purchase some stock during the pandemic and just let it sit. You're not purchasing stock to cash it in tomorrow. You're not purchasing stock to cash it in next year. You're purchasing stock to build a foundation for your family and even your business. I asked a question last week on Facebook, and I asked everyone, I said, what did you do with those stimulus checks? Was it for now? Was it for a need, a want, or future? And it was so funny how so many people, and I'm so glad that the family has learned that they have to prepare for the future. So, family, you're doing a very good job in realizing that you have to prepare for the future. So some people spent a little bit on needs and then a little bit on future. Very few people said they bought something that they wanted. So I think that, you know, COVID has made us take a look at our lives a little differently. We started looking at today as an important day and tomorrow as something to build, right? These are things that we have to do if we're going to build foundations for our children, foundations for our community, and foundations for our business, right? We have to do these things. We have to look towards the future. We can't spend today's money. We can't spend tomorrow's money today, right? Tomorrow's money needs to just sit there for a little bit. Let it sit. It won't hurt you. I promise. It won't. Family, we're getting close to time for me to go. I had a wonderful time talking to you. I hope you got something out of this. I really do. I hope you've learned how to take a look at your customer and increase your sales during the pandemic. I hope you've learned how to build a larger customer base and a more impactful customer base. Next week, next time, next month, I have a new topic. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I want you to listen in. I want you to learn. But I want to tell you a little bit more about that virtual spa. I'm going to tell you how it went. I'm going to give you some of the experiences that we have. I'm excited. I can't wait. I really can't. So my Thursday thought, family, before I leave you, I want to talk about it a little bit before I leave you. And it kind of coordinates exactly with what we talked about tonight. Let me leave you with this thought. Don't let your purpose be popularity, because your popularity will not sustain your purpose. I'll repeat it again. Don't let your purpose be popularity, because your popularity will not sustain your purpose. What do I mean by that? You can get all of the likes in the world that you want. Everybody can follow you, but that's not going to sustain you. Why are you doing what you do? Why are you selling the products that you're selling? Why are you offering the services that you offer? That'll be part of next week, your mission. Let's talk about your mission. If you're taking notes and you've been on here with me, I think this is my fifth show, your business plan should have some meat and potatoes in it right now, right? So come on, family. Let's not let popularity be our purpose. Let's understand what our purpose is, okay? I want you to all to have an awesome week, an awesome month. Be safe. Mask on. Put those masks on, please, please. It's very important. Stay 6 feet from each other. And let's remember to love each other. And let's remember to grow together, right? Have a good night, family, and take care.